Hello and welcome to episode 25 of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is our fourth Speyside episode, and tonight we're going to be reviewing Shield Egg Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Speyside and Glenmorangie Speyside Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Elgin Classic
Port Cask.
Port finish. Cask. Yes, thank you. Port Cask finish. I couldn't read that. Yeah, it was.
I had my
very
glasses
bottom.
On today.
Yeah. Good for you. And Ben Riak, single malt Scotch whiskey, is 12 years.
Can we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, please do.
Who are you?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. No, I'm John.
I'm Judy.
And I'm Marlis.
And this is before we started drinking.
I haven't had a drop.
All right. So tell us about Shield Egg.
Shield Egg is first, and that is the one I chose. Shield Egg is an unaged.
There's no age statement.
Yeah, yes. It's ageless. It's just ageless.
It's timeless.
It's timeless and ageless.
It says finest old on the bottle.
It's finest old. That's what I have. Finest old. But it's from an unnamed Speyside distillery, according to this in the interwebs, and it is bottled in the northern highlands town of Shield Egg, hence the name. In Old Norse, it means lock of herring. But you should like that, Marlis.
I know. We Norse types like our herring.
You like your herring. And this particular release, well, actually, I shouldn't say that because I don't know if this is particular release. Anyway, it's available exclusively at Total Wine & More, and it is bottled at 40% ABV. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find any tasting notes on it, so I'm going to have to wing it on this one.
All right. It's a nice kind of golden color.
It is. It's actually very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's on the lighter end of the scale,
mm-hmm.
color-wise.
Not a real really strong aroma, but...
No, the aroma's really light. And this week we tried to order them from what we think might be the strongest, you know, lightest to strongest.
Like, taste, yeah.
So that we don't kill our taste buds before we get to the light ones.
Yeah, I'm getting maybe a little honey, just a little sweetness. Mm-hmm. Not a strong alcohol flavor at all or smell.
Yeah, definitely honey.
It's very light, just like its color. It's got a light flavor. I think this would be another one of those beginner scotches because it's not really heavy tasting.
Not a lot of heat,
a little bit. I mean, you feel it a little bit at the back of my throat as it's finished. I guess it's just a little bit warm at the back of my throat, but my tongue isn't doing that. Oh my God, somebody's trying to burn me to death. Feeling. And I was going to say something, and I've forgotten what it is. So, never mind.
Moving on.
But I like it. It's. I think this is a nice one for. This is, that would be a nice everyday scotch, and it's on. And it was on our list of $20 or under, and it was about 20.
Yeah.
On our website, Total Wine has it listed at $19.99. I mean, it may have been a little more than that. I mean, that's the base price, not the taxes and all that. So once you pay the taxes, it's up into the 20s. Yeah. But it's an affordable one. And like I said, it's light tasting. So it's not something that you could easily have it after work and just as they say, dram, which I totally hate, but people say that.
Not a dream dram, perhaps.
No,
but a,
not, yes.
No, no. But a good one.
Yes. Yeah. An affordable dram.
Yeah. Hey. That's important.
Hey, I think it's
good too.
It doesn't have a lot of. I couldn't pick up a lot of flavor, but
no, and not a lot of spice, which is what I usually expect from a Speyside. You know, you usually expect some cinnamon or ginger, you know, various other things in there. It's got some honey, but it's not overly sweet. It's just
we're making it sound really boring, but you know, it's unoffensive. So there you go.
Yeah.
And affordable. There you go. Mm-hmm. John, you are next with the Glenmorangie.
So I am. So Glenmorangie, don't know a lot about it, but I'm going to talk.
Yeah. So. Desperate. Full disclosure, John and I were at the vet for a while today with our little girl.
Yeah, we took
our little girl. So
our buddy to the vet.
So we're a little discombobulated this afternoon.
So Glenmorangie pork finish bottling notes. A 2014 addition to Glenmorangie's selection of Speyside single malt Scotch whiskies, Their classic port cask finish is treated to an 8-month finishing period in tawny port casks before being bottled. Some tasting notes, they say the nose, creamy vanilla at the forward, joined by jammy red currants and blackberries. Yes, ooh, jammy ones. Toasted oak touches in the background. The palate, butterscotch candies, golden barley, and a touch of cinnamon. The port cask influence comes through with light notes of raisins and freshly pickled red berries. And the finish is supposed to be rather long with honey, vanilla,
which sounds
yummy. Yeah.
What does it say the nose is again?
Creamy vanilla at the fore, joined by jammy red currants and blackberry.
Yeah, there's definitely some fruity.
Some fruit, yeah.
In there. Again, not a real overwhelming aroma. Certainly not a big alcohol aroma or anything like that.
And it does not smell like it's going to be, one of those sizzly on the tongue ones. But let us check it out.
We'll see.
And this one also does not have an age designation.
No. Oh, this is smooth.
Why, yes.
Very nice. Yeah.
It is smooth. I mean, the shield egg was, I guess you could say it was smooth as well, since it wasn't very strong. This is smooth, but with more flavor.
I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah, it's got that kind of dark fruit, a little more spice, vanilla, oak, but also a little bit of, I don't even know what kind of spice, some clove or cinnamon or something in there.
Posh.
Yeah. That's it.
Scary spice?
No? Not scary spice.
Scary spice. That might be some other ones we've tried, but not scary spice.
Yeah, no, that is very.
It's really good.
Very tasty, very smooth.
I like that. Good choice, John.
I know.
Excellent.
The Whiskey Exchange has it listed at 21 cents.
Not sure why,
but do you not remember what we paid for it at Total Wine?
I do not. And when I looked this particular one up on their app, they couldn't find it.
Well, it was the last bottle they had on the shelf where we were.
Yeah.
So maybe they just ran all out and they're not listed.
I don't know. I think some other ones were like 34, something like that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I think that was around the $30 range.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were really trying to buy things that are in different price ranges so people can make decisions not only based on flavor, but based on their pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very tasty, though.
Mm-hmm. And that is also, for some, that would still be in the affordable range to have this an everyday, drink after work.
All right.
So, Ms. Marlott.
Well, our third selection is Benriach. It's their 12-year triple sherry matured cask. And the Benriach Distillery, like a lot of distilleries, has gone through many, many corporate hands. And then for a while was established as kind of an individual or a company owned by individuals for a brief period. Well, not that brief, about 10 years or so.
And like only 200 years.
No.
Brief.
No, but then it was sold by these individuals to Brown-Forman Corporation, who owns it now. And they also, I think, own Glendronach and Glenglassa, both of which we've had here and both of which we were pretty fond of. So I haven't tasted this yet, but it evidently starts in a regular sherry cask, or at least it has some time in a regular sherry cask, and then is Pedro Jimenez and Oloroso sherry cask finishing for unexpected layers of fruit sweetness and toasted oak. So we will see here.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, now this is really fruity smelling.
Definitely. And you can detect a little more alcohol in the in the aroma than the others. Mm-hmm. Not heavily, but you can't tell.
Yeah, I was going to see what the ABV is. 46% ABV. So it is a little. Yeah. Little alcoholier.
And was the Glenmore 40? John, do you remember?
Let me see.
I'm on 40. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so the first two are 40, and the Glenmore is 46.
Yes, and I can't really tell if it's the darkest of the three or if it and the Glenmore are about the same color, but it's much more of an amber, less gold, more amber.
In the glass, they look very similar. I want to say that this one is a little darker.
Oh, that smells good.
It's interesting. The Glenmore actually has a little bit more red coloration to it than the Benriach, but they're both very similar in color.
Mm.
It's a really nice gold color, though.
Mm-hmm. Lots of sherry in this.
Deeper gold.
Fruits and cherries. Mm-hmm. And
it has a little bit stronger alcohol taste to it.
Mm-hmm. But, again, not overwhelming.
Not objectionable.
Yeah, so it's good. The tongue tingles just a tad as it goes over it, but it is not unpleasant heat at all. I wouldn't call it smooth, but it's not rough either.
That's it.
Just right.
I know. Exactly. The three Scotch
Goldilocks
drinkers
would love it.
This is the Goldilocks Scotch.
This is the Goldilocks Scotch.
Hey, that's
Scotch. This one's just right. Right. Mm-hmm. So, that's good.
That's tasty.
Well, Judy and I both used to be Goldilocks when we were little.
Yeah, well, I did too. Yeah. Now it's artificial.
Well.
I'm just gray.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go into the water test. That kind of like, testing for witches. We're going to
see if they float.
See if they float.
I don't know.
So the sealed egg doesn't make any.
I don't think it does it any favors. Now that is not saying, again, because it is kind of a middle of the road scotch, and it's very affordable. If you want to have it over ice, that is not a problem. It's still going to be fine, but it doesn't bring out additional flavors or make it more.
And this might even be one. I mean, since it is so light, I mean, you might want to use it in a mixer it won't overwhelm whatever you're mixing it with. That's for sure. In fact, it might be dangerous because you'll forget that it's in there.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice little scotch.
It is. I mean, I had no problem with it. Yeah, I would definitely drink that regularly if it was in my cabinet.
It will be. It's going home with you after all. So.
Well, yeah. No.
I've already finished the Pine Creek Canadian that we did a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I've already good finished stuff. The Rich and Rare Reserve.
Oh, did you?
It's gone. It wasn't large bottle.
No.
It's a smaller bottle.
I know. Okay, now, the Glenmorangie. This is port cask finished. So
with a little water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this one just smells nice. And it's not that I'm that much of a port fan, I'm not a big.
Oh, I know you wrinkle up your nose every time I suggest we do it.
I know. I know. We could.
We will.
We'd have to do it with some fancy cheese.
Might have to hog tie you to the
probably
to the chair, but we'll do it. We'll just feed it to you in a dropper. Like a baby bird.
Eep, eep. This is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, again, I don't feel like the water did it any favors, but.
I actually don't detect much of a difference. But again, it too is inexpensive enough to, if you want to put it over ice, which I probably will. I just happen to like my drinks to be cold more than anything.
Yeah.
So there have been some liquors in the past we just put in the freezer. Not the really good stuff, but
not something we like to do with tequila typically.
Yeah, tequila we'll put in the freezer.
Schnapps,
things like that. But.
Oh, and I forgot to say the Benriach.
Yeah,
Benriach.
One of those words. The Benriach 12-year was about $67 before tax, so it's in that range.
A little higher range.
Yeah. Because you've got the age statement and, that kind of stuff.
Still not big spender range, but it's more than a lot of people would want to spend on an everyday sort of thing.
Yeah, the Glenmorangie is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's funny. I don't get as much of a fruit taste drinking it as I do smelling it. I mean, the port is there just kind of as an overseer.
It's a supervisor. Aphrodisiac of sorts.
I get some sweetness, but I can't identify it necessarily as fruit or.
It's like making you fall in love with it. That's what I mean.
I see. Yes.
I wasn't thinking anything weird.
Okay. Thank you.
Not this time, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a tasty little booger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as we say, as we drain our glasses.
Yeah. We just.
Yeah, I know. It's a terrible thing.
All right. Okay. So now. Ben Blin Blon Ben Riach.
Crying out loud. Yes, Ben Riach. Ben Affleck.
I think I was trying to make it like a Glen
Riach.
Yeah, only it wasn't working.
Yeah. Okay, by the end of this episode, nobody's going to know what this thing is called.
I know.
Benriach.
Yes. Once I get started, sometimes the mouth goes off on its own.
It can.
I had not noticed that.
There's a short, I think it's a short story by Nikolai Gogol called The Nose, which...
has something to do with your mouth?
It's the same as going off on its own. The nose, there's a Russian guy who wakes up and his nose is gone. And he sees it riding in a carriage later on in the day. And it goes on to become like a government minister. And it's a satire. Yes. And it dresses very finely.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which just shows to go yet. So my mouth has not gone that far.
So Marla's reads weird
shows
things.
To go, yeah.
So,
it was a long time ago. I was in college.
Okay. Well, that
these things happen.
That was a long
time. We read a lot of interesting things in college years.
Yeah. It's a long time ago. I was in college.
Nice.
Like many things were a long time ago.
I know.
For us.
I know.
That's true.
I know.
All right. So let this taste and smell. It still smells lovely.
Mm. Now, I think this taste stands up better to the water.
Well, yeah, I think it. Not that it needed a whole lot of smoothing, but I think it smoothed it out just a tad.
But there's still a lot of fruit and cherry and
definitely.
Lovely things it's, in there.
The water did not dull the
fruit
flavors.
It's still happy.
That is a nice one. That is a nice one. Highly recommended. The Benriach.
Yeah, definitely.
And it will not go off and become a government minister when you're not looking.
No.
It will just sit
How
there.
How do you know?
That's true.
Well, it seems like such a nice scotch.
It will wait for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes people can pull the wool over your eyes.
That's true.
Or some scotches can pull the wool.
That's true.
Over your
There's
eyes.
A lot of sheep in Scotland as well.
That is true.
That's right. There's a lot of wool.
But I don't know that.
You don't know what?
Dude, I wonder if they grow sheep. Well, herd sheep. Grow them. Well, they grow. I wonder if they farm ranch. No, they don't ranch in Scotland.
What do you do with sheep?
Well, don't ask that. Don't. That's
no,
not
no,
gonna...
no. Again, I'm not being weird.
It's a family thing. Okay,
it
maybe
is?
Not family.
Oh,
it's
a Scotch podcast. I do not think it's a family show.
No, toddlers are I'm sure, are listening to us. No,
it's our favorite.
But whatever they do with sheep, farm sheep, grow sheep, whatever.
If anybody knows, please email us.
Raise sheep.
Raise sheep. Thank you. That's
okay. There
That's
you go.
That.
I knew there was a word. So, I'm wondering if they raise sheep in the same areas that they like either cut peat or grow barley, or I'm sure there's separation.
Oh, probably.
Are you saying you don't want sheep shit on your?
That's part of it.
Okay.
But also, I don't think
to put in that that rating on our podcast.
Yeah, no sheep shit.
Leave it out.
But oh,
no.
Right. Sorry, sheep dung.
Too late. I already said shit.
That's true. But I don't think, my point is, I don't think Scotch has that much access to the wool of the sheep. That was my point.
I would hope not.
I know. Well, again, that
maybe sometimes
Scotch is pretty honest. That's my theory.
You know how some people wash their hair with beer?
Yeah.
Well, maybe sometimes they wash the wool with Scotch.
With Scotch? I don't think so. But yeah.
And then bottle it?
Yeah.
Good God.
They
woman.
Just sort of squeeze it into the bottle. Actually, I taste, Kirkland, Scoresby.
They probably do, yeah.
No, a knock wasn't that bad. I didn't like a knock because of the pineapple.
Yeah,
I just didn't like it.
Okay.
I actually don't remember it that well, so possibly I should try it again. Just to
I remember
it
because
exactly
I bought it,
like
and it. I had to finish the bottle afterwards, and it was like, oh,
have
my God.
You've got to.
Yeah. That's me. One of the only foods I dislike, pineapple.
That's funny. You should have, if John liked it, you could have probably traded with him or something. Think of that sometimes.
A barter system.
John's nice. He probably would trade with you even if he didn't like it. He's just that way.
You don't have to do that, John. You can just say no.
No, it's all right because you know what? I didn't mind the end.
Oh, okay.
You know,
right.
I thought it was
too
different.
Late for her now, but
know.
You know.
And, you know, it was something that I would probably drink a little less often than certain other scotches, but doesn't mean I wouldn't drink
it. With
well, no.
There you go.
Only if I hate it, and I didn't hate it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. No, I really like this Benriach.
That
is a little great.
So I'm going
very
to.
Good.
So, John.
What?
What?
What is your
I'm
favorite?
Not
I know you're not, but I'm
sorry.
I'm ignoring you per usual.
Okay.
John.
Which is your favorite of the evening?
The Ben Riach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Glenmore would be second, and Shield Dag would be
Marla's. Yeah, I'm the
sorry.
Same.
I cut you off.
You
I'm,
did.
Wait.
She's directing us.
Okay. No, I only, you know, I was going to say this earlier, but I was only going to add that I've had several varieties of Shield Dag. They make different mm-hmm. styles. They make Speyside, Isla, Highland. And I've liked all of them so far that I've tried. None of them have been mm-hmm. bad. And they've all been reasonably priced.
They're, I don't know, what's the word I could use about pedestrian, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you could say about them, but mm-hmm. they're definitely not bad.
They're not bad at all.
Yeah, and they're all, like
they're
I said,
just run
of
the mill,
priced.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, not a bad thing if you're
Have you seen, when you were shopping, did you see any that had like an age statement? Do you remember?
The Shield
not of the Shield mm-hmm. ads, no.
Okay. But if you look online, they do have some that have
okay.
So we couldn't find
it. Yeah.
We didn't buy one.
We just might not have seen one.
Right. Yeah. So sometime we should, because I've had Shield Egg that I really, really liked. I think mm-hmm. it was like one of their Highland blends or something. Mm-hmm. But I'd be interested in seeing what one of the
aged ones.
Yeah.
The aged
yeah.
statement ones.
How that held up. Because right now, I mean, the Ben Riach is a 12-year. The others, you know, they're at least 3 years because they're sold as Scotch, but you don't know much else about them. And so, you know, it's a little unbalanced that mm-hmm. way.
But now that I've shushed you, what are your favorites? What's your?
Oh, I had the same. I had the Ben Riach, Glenmore, and the Shield Egg. But none of them were icky. The Shield Egg is kind of a daily, very nice little Scotch. The Glenmore is kind of like, ooh, that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And the Ben Riach, I thought, was really nummy.
Yeah.
So how about you?
Yeah, I was thinking Glenmore was my favorite, mm-hmm. but the Ben Riach has really grown on me.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'm going to go with the same, mm-hmm. the Ben Riach Glenmore Shield Egg.
So we'll put the Ben Riach in our infinity bottle?
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting when we do our... Is our infinity bottle going to be like on January 1st or something?
We should do... Oh, that would be fun.
It would.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
Yeah, let's do that. Because
that'll be our December 31st, since it's to be the end of the year. That would be
whatever.
Our...
Yeah.
That'll be our...
2019
infinity bottle.
We can't drink the whole thing in one night.
Well, not in one night. I would not recommend
it. After this... Berry. No, and or we might take a sip and go, we don't want to drink any more of it.
Could be, yeah. There's quite a variety of things in it.
We could take it up to Glenda and Karen when we go up and do a thing with them.
I thought you liked Glenda and Karen.
Yeah, too, I do.
Well, it might be good.
Never mind. It might be wonderful.
We might try it and go, oh, this is too good to share.
We'll keep it. Yeah. We'll keep it. And they have sheep.
Okay, but we're not gonna watch their
wolves.
Oh,
they do. Yeah. Oh my god. All right.
We should ask them the proper terminology for sheep.
I think raising is
raising
good,
is
yeah.
probably
yeah, I think that was the word we
you
were
raise livestock
I that I was so. Looking for and not finding in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, next week.
Mm-hmm.
Next time. Our next episode.
Not literally next week. Not necessarily weekly.
Actually, for our next two episodes, we will be going south of the border. And our first episode will be tequila.
Episode 26.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we will try some tequilas.
Mm-hmm.
And then our next episode, 27, will be mezcal, which has gotten a lot of buzz lately.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk about the differences and what we like and don't like and that sort of thing then.
Okay.
But
sounds like a plan.
That's our plan.
Awesome.
Okay.
And then we'll probably wander back into the world of Scotch or, mm-hmm. or some sort of whiskey.
Oh, yes.
Because that's where our interests lie.
That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm. That's where we roll. And lots of Scotch.
Yeah.
Barley. We roll in barley.
Ooh.
So if you're interested, look us up at FWSPC, which is short for Fun with Scotch Podcast. FWSPC.com. And I'm also going to be posting a link to a spreadsheet with all of the different alcohol that we've tried, the drinks that we've tried over the course of our episodes. And hopefully it'll be sortable, and you'll be able to click on the link to the episode you're interested in. You can look up which particular brand and style of alcohol that you're interested in and find a link to it and listen immediately to that episode. So give it a look and check it out.
All right. I guess until then.
All right. Till next time. Enjoy.